July 24th, 2024, Ford executives sheepishly began their earnings call. The audience is angry investors and skeptical analysts. Ford has missed Wall Street's earnings expectations once again, and as a result, their shares saw their lowest drop since the financial crash of 2008. Their $103 billion in debt is even more concerning. The cause of this crisis seems obvious to everyone except Ford. Leadership prepares for a barrage of difficult questions and harsh comments. "You said Ford's a different company from what it was 3 years ago," says a Morgan Stanley analyst, "but the stock market really doesn't seem to agree with you at all on that." Leadership is stumped. After a storm of criticism, Ford CEO Jim Farley speaks. "The EV journey has been humbling. Ford had bet big on EVs, committing $100 billion to the EV race. But now, that bet has failed, and they seem to be pulling out. What happened to Ford? How did they end up here?" As it turns out, this was caused by more than just EVs. Ford's situation is bad, but on the surface, most would assume Ford is doing fine. In fact, their revenue, for one, is moving up at a steady rate. At the end of 2020, their revenue had fallen dramatically during the pandemic by over 50% year over year. But after a tough period, things began to pick up. Annual revenue was $127 billion in 2020, then $137 billion in 2021, then $158 in 2022, and finally, $176 in 2023. That's honestly extremely impressive growth, especially in such a saturated market like the automotive industry. But a company is much more than just revenue, and at this scale, things are much more complicated. In fact, we can see much of the problem just by looking at their profitability. Ford's operating income has gone up and down, but after an extremely unprofitable season during the pandemic, things were looking up in 2023. But as time passed and investors watched, their outlook changed from optimistic to cautious to concerned. Ford's income was going down while their revenue was going up. This dropped Ford to the bottom of the S&P 500, all the way to rank 494, almost off the list entirely. Well, what's going on here? If their revenue is climbing, how is their profit simultaneously going down? Well, before we can answer that, we need to look at one crucial detail. The reason the alarm bells are ringing is Ford's debt. At almost $150 billion in total debt in 2023, Ford had a debt-to-equity ratio of 2.2, meaning their debt is more than twice its shareholder equity. And that number has only risen since then to a debt-to-equity ratio of 3.59. For comparison, the industry average for automotive manufacturers is 1.01. BMW's ratios at this time was 1.17, and Toyota's was only 0.6. Even before the pandemic, they had a debt-to-equity ratio of 3 in 2019. They brought this down dramatically in 2021, but their debt has slowly began creeping up again, jumping by over $10 billion in 2023. What's even funnier is that the Ford F-Series has been the best-selling car in America for 40 years straight. Yet, financially, things are shaky at best. There are two reasons behind this, and one of them is Ford's EV ambitions. The saddest part is that things started off so well. In the 2010s, Ford watched the EV industry cautiously. They were dabbling in the idea, but more as a concept, as no serious investments were made. For example, in 2017, they formed a dedicated group towards researching EVs named Team Edison. The goal was to produce an all-electric SUV by 2020, and soon, in November 2019, Ford revealed their first EV vehicle.
"For the first time in 55 years, Ford is expanding the Mustang family, bringing the famous pony into the electric age with Mustang Mach-E." It is, folks, the 21st century battery electric Mustang Mach-E.
The Mach-E reveal felt like an Apple press conference. It sparked a lot of interest, but Ford had much bigger plans. In reality, the Mach-E was just a test, and the real EV breakthrough would come in just a couple of years. Other car makers like Tesla or the GM Hummer EV or Rivians all look distinctly EV. This strategy worked for them as most EV customers want something flashy and totally different, but Ford had different plans. Remember what I said about the Ford F-Series, the best-selling car in America, and it's held that title for 43 years? Well, it's also held the title of a best-selling truck for 48 years. They had captured the perfect design, and their audience was extremely loyal, so they would use their Golden Goose as a template. In May 2021, they revealed their working prototype.
President.
This sucker's quick.
The Ford F-150 Lightning.
Now, Ford is betting on the future that the best-selling pickup in America is ready for the electric revolution.
It was very important for our customer that this didn't look like a science project. It needed to look like a truck.
It had a few modern tweaks, but ultimately was made to appeal to the millions of people who just want a simple, effective truck. The same reliable product, but electric. Ford built this truck with their customers in mind at every step, and it paid off. Not only did the F-150 Lightning become the best-selling pickup truck in the US, but Ford became the second biggest EV seller in the country, only losing to Tesla. Surprisingly enough, the Mustang Mach-E was doing even better than the F-150 Lightning. So how is Ford in trouble? Aren't they dominating the EV market? Well, let's take a step back. In 2023, the Mach-E sold over 40,000 units, up 3% from the previous year, and the F-150 Lightning sold over 15,000 units, up 18% from the previous year. That sounds good, but when you look at the true scale of things, it's really not. In their official sales report, we see Ford's total vehicle sales were almost 2 million units, and their total EVs made up 64,000. So in reality, EVs accounted for just 3.2% of sales. But that's still a strong start, right? It's a niche but growing market. True, but unfortunately, EVs are a money sink, especially for Ford. Ford invested $11.4 billion into two battery plants, then another $1.8 billion in Canada for EV manufacturing, then another €2 billion in an EV plant in Germany, and that's just scratching the surface. Ford committed $50 billion in 2022 alone to just EV spending. Keep in mind that while Ford's EV look like their gas counterparts, they're quite different under the hood. They need entirely unique plans for batteries and factories for manufacturing, meaning these tens of billions were going towards a tiny fraction of Ford's actual revenue. But that's okay because it's a rapidly growing market, right? Ford is just building their long-term future. Well, most certainly thought so, including myself, but the EV market has changed dramatically. In 2022, a race to the bottom slowly began as Tesla battled emerging EVs in China. They cut the price of their Model 3 by 6%, then the Model Y by 11%, and don't even get me started on the Model S or X. This was because their Chinese opposition, BYD, was crushing them in terms of price, and since Tesla is the market leader, it caused a domino effect. This war only continued to escalate, and Ford was caught downwind. They had to cut prices of the F-150 Lightning by as much as $7,000. And that's just half the story. Material costs were also rising, and supply chains were getting tighter, and this was happening for a while. In Q1 of 2024, Ford's EV unit reported a loss of $1.3 billion. This means that for every EV they produced, they lost $130,000. To make matters worse, while costs were rising, buyers and governments were getting cold feet. Governments were pulling support from the industry. Germany ended their EV subsidiary program in December of 2023, and soon, New Zealand, France, and Sweden all followed suit. Now, in the US, Trump is also trying to do the same. It's a crowded market and also extremely unprofitable. Ford is realizing that they may have gotten ahead of themselves. They officially canceled an upcoming EV SUV and have written down most of their EV investments as a loss. 2024 was a $5 billion loss for Ford's EVs, and it expects the same for 2025. In their earnings call from the beginning, Ford revealed they were cutting the spending on EVs from 40% to 30%, and they were also cutting the production of the F-150 Lightning. All of this is quite surprising. Everyone was saying EVs were the future and every company was in the race for them, but now it's hard to say. What's surprising though is that this is just one crisis Ford is facing. There's an entirely different one straining the business, and somehow it's much worse than the EV disaster itself. Despite holding the spot as producing the number one most sold car in America, Ford has had a tough relationship with consistency. They can't seem to get their quality control right, and many of the cars they send out end up coming back. In 2020, for example, Ford recalled over 700,000 vehicles, as the rearview cameras would suddenly switch off, Though, that's nothing. Just 4 years later, Ford issued 37 different recalls, which included 2 million Ford Explorers and almost 800,000 other models for electrical issues. To make matters worse, that same year, they were also ordered to pay a penalty of $165 million to the US government for recalling vehicles too slowly and offering inaccurate information. In 2014, Ford had expenses of $4.8 billion on warranties, which is already pretty high. Yet, as the years went by, this problem only got worse and worse. By 2023, this number had jumped to $11.5 billion. Repair costs also grew by about $2 billion as well. Investors have had enough. In the 2024 Q2 earnings call, one analyst asked, "How can investors really build confidence in an earnings trajectory when every year, the surprise warranty issues keep happening?" Ford CEO Jim Farley nervously responded, saying that quality is Ford's number one priority. But investors aren't buying it. In fact, Ford's PE ratio currently sits at an unbelievable low of 6.32. That quarter alone, Ford spent $2.3 billion on recalls and warranties, with some costs coming to $25.5 million per day. The good news is that the famous Ford F-Series doesn't seem to be the main culprit, and it's many of Ford's modern models. In fact, Ford's defect rate increases by 70% after they launch a new model. The industry average is only a 20% increase. Something has clearly gone terribly wrong. Ford seems to be thriving and simultaneously dying. Ford can't get their costs under control, and climbing revenue doesn't mean much if it doesn't translate to profit. It's costing them billions in losses, a mountain of debt, and the trust of investors. But they're also in too deep to abandon EVs altogether. Tens of billions have been sunk into EV factories and plants that produce unprofitable cars. EV may have been the alluring future investment, but it's distracted Ford from a growing sinkhole right beneath them. Ford needs to fix their core business. They need to fix their quality control before it destroys their brand. Aside from the new EV makers, Ford is the only American car company that has never gone bankrupt. But the way things are going, who knows what happens next? Another American giant that's fumbling the ball with $180 billion in debt despite strong market share is AT&T. Check out this video to learn more, but until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.